Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Councilwoman Everhart is proposing the idea that anybody who attends festivals, not just the Juneteenth festival, but really any festival across Western New York that's below the age of 17, to be accompanied by an adult, whether that be a parent. Do you think that that's going to be a good idea in the future?
Well, I understand the sentiment, and I can certainly applaud it, but I don't see how an execution it can happen. You'd have to start pulling IDs on everybody. I think that'd be a real intrusion on privacy. I think that what they should just do is actually increase any type of security that they have and put some real context or implications upon somebody being a bad actor. Somebody breaks the law, they get punished, and punished harshly maybe. Maybe that'll stop some of this. I don't know. It's a real tough situation, but I don't think that it's actually going to be something that can be implemented, and at least not easily.
Do you think that the proposal will then make people not want to go to festivals because, like, if a teenager goes, they have to be accompanied by adults? Do you see this becoming less people are going to show up and want to, you know, not come out?
You probably could see some of that. And also then it would mandate probably that a person has to carry ID. And I don't know if that's really something, the direction that we really want to go into. I just say, again, punishment for the people that go ahead and hurt other people, and more enforcement so that they can grab them right away and get them out of the space and not disrupt the actual celebration that's ongoing.
There's a proposal that for any festivals across Western New York, that anybody who is 17 or younger must be accompanied by an adult. Do you feel like that's a good idea to, you know, maybe cause less commotion and maybe less fights going on at festivals across Western New York?
Definitely. Yeah, there's an ongoing trend with youths getting in trouble, and I'm not saying that they're all issues, but from everywhere where I live and working downtown in the areas, I see a lot of issues with youth and stuff like that, and the malls, and it's something that needs to be addressed, and we need parents to step in more, and they need to be more accountable for their kids, definitely.
Do you think that it'll lead to less people wanting to go to festivals because, well, if a teenager wants to go but they have to be accompanied by an adult, you think that'll lead to a trend of less people showing up for these types of events?
Absolutely not. I think it's going to bring more to these events, because that's keeping some people home because they don't want to deal with some of the riffraff and the drama that's seems to be happening everywhere now, unfortunately. So I think that's going to bring more people out, knowing in the back of their mind that they're going to be that there are some type of rules and guidelines, and hopefully the parents and the kids abide by it.
So, like I was saying before, the councilwoman here in Buffalo is proposing an idea of wanting anybody who is 17 and under to be here with a legal parent or guardian. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it'll work?
Well, it could work, but I think it's a little repressive in that, you know, you can you know, people in their mid-teens can make decisions for themselves, right? They can drive, they can work, but then they need to be supervised by somebody that's 18 or older. I mean, and that's only 1 year. Like, what's a year?
Do you think that it'll lead to less people wanting to show up to festivals because of, you know, because some, you see a lot of teenagers at festivals. Do you think that that'll lead to a decrease in people going to it?
Well, it certainly could, because teens don't want to hang out with their parents. So if you have teens that don't want to hang out with their parents, then the parents go by themselves, which means less people, less revenue, right? Less spending, you know, the whole domino effect of spending locally.
Councilwoman Everhart has is proposing a bill that would basically ban people 17 and under at festivals if they're not accompanied by an adult. Do you think that that's a good idea for, you know, festivals across Western New York and anywhere in the United States?
I mean, I see why they're doing that, because I know that they've had problems with it. We've had problems with it too. It's probably a good idea. I see why people don't like it, because 17 is like you're a teenager and you're, you know, I'm in my 40s, and when I was a teenager, we used to go to stuff like that and it was not a problem at all. So I see why people don't like it, but I think maybe if the behavior changes, then they can undo it. But for right now, I think it's probably a good idea, just because they've had problems with it. So, but I see why people don't like it, because it's something that, you know, is kind of like kids should be able to be kids too. So, but if they behave, then they wouldn't have problems with that, I guess. So,
do you think this bill will or law will maybe have less people want to go to festivals, because if a teenager wants to go, they have to be accompanied by an adult?
I would say yes, because like when you were 17, would you want to go with your parents? Of course not, right? You know, you might find an older buddy or something to go with, but yeah, it very well could, that's for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.